Speaking of things.
What is it?
Are you not sure what we're doing?
Tell them what it's about.
It's going to be about some things.
Oh.
Okay, let's just roll the episode.
Got it.
Here we go. There it is, the clink, clank, clunk.
Welcome, Tim.
Welcome, Dave.
Thank you.
We are back. We're filming in full 1080p HD.
Brought to you by Starlink.
Brought to you by Starlink and all of the stars and the Neuralinks and all that stuff.
Let us know if we sound funnier.
I don't think it can do that yet. Neuralink can do a lot. Can't make us funny.
You mean Starlink?
Whatever.
Yeah. All of the links.
Hey, when you pulled up today, did you happen to see my wife's big pussy willow tree out back?
Did not. I missed that.
Yeah, just take a look. It's huge. It's soft and fuzzy. If you want to go up and touch your pussy willow, it's right out back. It's huge. I haven't trimmed it. That's my fault. That's my fault. So it's a little overgrown, but God, it's a beautiful pussy willow tree. It needs to be trimmed. That's on me. What?
I thought pussy willows were reeds.
No, you're wrong.
It's a tree.
Well, it's a bush, but it gets... It's a bush. It's a nice bush. She's had that bush, Jesus, I don't know how long. My God, as far back as I can remember, whenever I checked that, there's her bush. It's beautiful. This time, this season, this time of year, can't believe you didn't see it when you pulled up.
No.
I show everybody. I said, touch that bush. It's so soft. I was just having a drink. I was going to ask you if you want to taste my cock.
What?
Tail. My cocktail. So here's what we've learned in just the past 2 minutes. You can't put a big space between certain words.
You can't.
I mean, you can. It just gets real awkward.
It does.
Ah, sorry. Well, next time you pull up, check out our pussy, Willow.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe we're going to air this.
I'm gonna say two words, okay? And I'm not going to prompt you. This is a highly controversial saying, if you will.
Oh, my.
And it comes probably from your, like, at most people's, like, childhood days.
Okay.
And it's highly controversial because, and let me preface by this by saying, I think a lot of times it's got a very localized way of saying it. I've been told I'm wrong, which sounds wrong when they say this to me. But here you go. Okay. Ready? I'm not going to prompt you. Liar, liar.
Pants on fire.
Continue.
That's all I got.
Oh my God! The controversial part is the second line.
I don't know.
You got nothing?
I don't know what it is.
Oh my.
I mean, I do tell people though, if they're ever going to lie, to take their pants off.
That's it. Hey, good advice.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thingies, I want you to listen up. I want you to send an email to speak2sot@gmail.com. Here's what I say, and I am 100% convinced I'm right. Liar, liar, pants on fire, nose as long as a telephone wire. And people go, what the hell are you talking about? And I go, hello.
There's never a guy. Heard that.
Well, you're wrong. And there's a guy named Pinocchio, made a movie, made a book, made a cartoon about this guy. What happens to his nose when he lies?
It grows.
Yeah, thank you. And I bet if it grew as long as a telephone wire, he'd be lying like a mother something. And that I'm sticking to it to the day I die. That's the right thing. Because every single person on my entire street, or at least a portion of my street, that's what we said. So I feel like we're right. Others say, liar, liar, pants on fire, hang them up on a telephone wire. And I go, why would you do that? Why would you hang up pants on a telephone wire? That doesn't help anybody. That doesn't tell anybody anything.
I'm so lost.
Okay, thank you. Do you like pussy ants? Pussy ants. Did you, when you were growing up, if you saw the little
ants.
That's
not what I call them.
What did you call them?
Pizzy ants.
Son of a bitch! Somebody else said that last night. Wait, you said it a little differently.
Pizzy ants.
P-I-Z-Z-Y?
I'm not sure of the exact spelling.
But you've got a Z sound. Pizzy ants.
Or pissy ants.
Ooh, then you went to pissy ants. So I had somebody else last night say they're called pissy ants. And then somebody else goes,
I think it's pizzy ants. I think when you're like, you're pizzy ants. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're wrong. Pizzy ants. I heard piss ants, which that just sounds horrendous. And the other person goes, there's no descriptor before ants. They're just ants. Again, wrong. Pussy ants. And if you look up in the Latin dictionary, pussy, it just means small ants. I don't know if that's true. Pussy. I was going to say pussy's Latin for small, but if you look at that pussy, that thing is huge out there. Whatever. All right. I still feel like I'm right on all accounts.
Do you feel grounded in your rightness?
My feet are on the ground and my head's in the clouds. I don't know how they say it.
So what do you call the ants?
I call them pussy ants.
Yeah, that's not right.
I think I'm 100% correct about this.
Doesn't even make sense.
I don't know. Look, speaking of things, let's get sciencey.
All right.
If we go way back, you brought up the woolly mammoth, and you can see it on our screen right here because we're in full high def.
Yes.
If you look to your right, there's a picture of, well, it's like a silhouette of woolly mammoth. It's a recent news story. It keeps coming back up. When you first brought this up, one, I thought you were bullshit, which I still do most cases. So don't think I've changed my mind on that. But you brought up this story. God, I think the very first episode, maybe. And it just sounded insane to me. And then since then, it's not even a story. The science has gained traction and has become more of a thing. And I told you recently, Baltimore, they dug up some mammoth bone, and then that sparked some more discussion. So they had some more progress, apparently. And it says, what did it say? Closest living. They're figuring out how to get the elephant stuff to turn into mammoths. They say they're one step closer to making this happen.
I mean, about a year ago when we talked about it, they said they were 5 years away. So now they should be about 4 years away.
It said it's the most significant step in the early stages of this project. They've figured out how to get the elephant. I don't know. I'm not a Scientologist.
Consent.
Whatever. Consent. Hey, I'm going to make a proposal to you. Hear me out before you say no. Elephant's going, what the fuck are you talking about? Wooly what? Dude, it's like your cousin. You just haven't seen him because they're extinct. But we're bringing them back. I still don't understand you said originally that it was like to
fight global warming.
I don't understand that. But here's the thing. Whatever problem it's going to solve, they're a little bit closer. So that's exciting news for anyone who is excited about the woolly mammoth coming back. I feel like if it's in a petting zoo, I might get excited.
Yeah. I feel like we were the first ones to talk about that. And then now it's coming up everywhere.
Oh, everybody jumped aboard our train.
Yeah. Anything else about the woolly mammoth?
Because
I have something about the woolly mammoth.
Oh, give it to me.
And a little behind the scenes baseball here. We didn't talk about this before, but I wanted to prepare. Do you remember Mad Libs?
Of course.
As a kid. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. It was probably just a month or two ago where the Mad Libs came out at a party I was at, and we got stupid on the Mad Libs.
So I prepared one here for the woolly mammoth.
Get out of town. What?
Yeah. So what I want you to do, we'll go through it.
Can I just say this was not prepared?
This was not prepared.
I did not see this coming at all.
So I want you to give me a noun that is plural.
A noun that is plural. Balls.
Okay. An adjective.
An adjective. I'll stick with the theme of mammoths. Hairy.
Okay. Want you to give me a verb, present tense.
Running. Okay. I was running. Put it right like that, too.
Okay. Another noun.
Jesus. I'm looking outside. A donkey.
All right.
I said I'm looking outside. I did not see a donkey, just for the record. I just know there's a donkey close by.
Adjective.
Crazy.
Okay. Verb. Present participle.
I don't know what that word means. What does that mean?
Just give me a verb. We don't have time to explain.
We'll stick with the movement theme of, and I'll say jumping.
Jumping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know that participle stuff. I'm not getting involved in all that. I did not attend that English class. You know what? I think I did. I just didn't pay attention. I've never needed any participles, to the best of my knowledge.
All right. Well, and I missed a few things I got to put down here.
All right. You're touching your phone a lot. You're pressing things. You're looking at stuff. I don't know what you're up to over there.
What was that second noun you gave me?
I said donkey. Yeah.
It was donkey.
Yeah. Gotta hope this is good. You were typing away on that phone of yours.
That was jump. You said running.
I said running. Jenny.
All right.
All right.
Another adjective.
Adjective. Adjective. Why can't I think of an adjective?
Describing word.
It describes intense.
All right. Another noun.
Alpaca. Wow. We're on the animal theme, so I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
Did you make up this Mad Lib, or is this something that...
Another adjective.
Okay. It's sleepy.
All right.
All right.
Last one, another noun.
Another noun. All right. We'll stick with animals, and I will go with platypus. A lot of platypi in this area. See them all over the place. No, you don't. See donkeys. And you do see alpacas across the street. They will stare into your soul, by the way. If you ever see an alpaca and you walk by it, their head turned, their body won't move, and you're not sure. It's like an optical illusion. You're just looking at them, and like no matter what, their eyes will not come off you, and it's scary. They look cute, but it's scary. Yeah.
All right. So
okay,
we got the Mad Lib. So yes, I did not create this. I used AI. I said back to the AI.
AI fixes everything. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. So I said write a Mad Libs about the revival of the woolly mammoth. Let's see how it did.
Okay.
I haven't read this, so it's first time reading it.
Should be perfect then.
Scientists are considering balls as part of a bold plan to revive the donkey species. It's a hairy concept that captures the imagination of many.
Okay.
The process involves running genetic material from well-preserved specimens found in alpaca. This crazy DNA is then used to jumping the woolly mammoth's genome.
I might have done the participle thing wrong with that one.
Maybe.
To jump. Read it back with jump.
The crazy DNA is then used to jumping the woolly mammoth's genome.
Okay, I don't know.
Ethical debates surround this intense endeavor with concerns about the sleepy implications of bringing back an extinct species. Will they roam the platypus once again?
Well, I don't know. Like they're like in the forever sleep. So that kind of worked.
Despite the jump... Will they roam the platypus? That worked.
I don't know now. The platypus went wrong.
Despite the challenges, proponents argue that resurrecting the woolly mammoth could have intense benefits, such as restoring Ball's ecosystem and combating donkey loss.
I don't.
Only time will tell if this ambitious plan to running the woolly mammoth will become a reality. Imagine a world where these sleepy creatures once again roam the platypus.
Here's the thing. That is no crazier than the idea of actually resurrecting woolly mammoths from extinction. You know what? That made probably more sense than this freaking science experiment that they're doing that's costing billions of dollars.
Yeah, well, 65 million, I think.
Oh, it's
60 million.
Drop in the bucket then. I said billions. Only 65 million.
Yeah.
To put a freaking woolly mammoth in a petting zoo or something. I don't know.
The Siberia, that's where they're putting them, Siberia.
They're put, I guess, they got to stay in the cold place.
Yeah.
They got all that wool on them.
Yeah, they're big.
Did you hear they can grow actual balls in a lab now? Remember we talked about the mouse where it could grow a human ear?
Oh, the woolly mammoth meatball.
No, going way back.
Yeah, I remember the mouse too.
Yeah. But they figured out how to grow a set of huevos, that's no joke. Where is it? I'm pulling up the screen now. I thought I had it. Maybe I don't. Nope. It's up there. Look into it, people. There, you can grow balls. Scientists create lab grown testicles. Boom.
Lance Armstrong will be elated.
poor guy. Hashtag too soon. That's always hashtag too soon. You don't talk about his balls like that. When they say grow a pair, though.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey.
Working on it. Okay. We're sticking with the great science news because we have facts about science. So I'm going to switch screens because everybody's watching us live. So rhino in vitro fertilization. Thank you, IVF. I don't think IVF is like a big deal, but this is the white rhino. And they're figuring out how to throw, I guess, some sperm and eggs up in there and just cook another whatever. And my observation was, isn't it interesting? This is another one of those we're preventing extinction. They're preventing extinction by getting them artificially knocked up, right? Yeah. Isn't it interesting that they picked the white rhino, Dave? What? Not the black rhino. Just saying. All of a sudden, they don't care about the black rhinos. Go away. They got to save the white ones. I'm not saying they're racist. That's not me saying that. Just awful interesting. Hashtag news. Stick with me.
Okay. You're really stumping me on this episode.
That's okay. That's okay. There's no one said it has to make sense. Okay? Is this the AI thing? AI to find, what does that say?
Aliens.
No, that's not the one I want. There's a different one about AI. Wait, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Right there. What does that say? Read number 11. First of all, we're going through a website that's just showing recent scientific breakthroughs.
Yes. It says AI mind reading.
Oh, see, we were talking about Neuralink and this AI mind reading. I don't know how they're pairing it up with ChatGPT or whatever, if you can read it, but they're saying they can figure out via the AI.
Yep.
A word you're thinking of, and then say what that word is, or write it down or display it. AI mind reading.
Yeah, I feel like this is Neuralink light.
It kind of seems like that, right?
Yeah.
Because Neuralink would have the information. Elon's going, I know exactly what they're thinking.
I mean, I also kind of feel like this was also, I think Stephen Hawking's machine, he actually had to like look at the screen.
I thought he used...
He had
the mouth thing.
The mouth, yeah.
But he did switch later. He did switch later, and his eye, it was tracking his eyes.
Yep.
Which is different than Neuralink. I think Neuralink is, the dude was talking about it, he said, like, with his thoughts, he's making it go left, right, and whatever. I don't know what the difference is, whatever. Yep. I'm not that smart. God knows I'm not that smart.
Yet.
You give me Neuralink, I'll be smartest son of a bitch on the planet.
Or a textbook.
I don't have time for that. That reading. I'm not a reader. All right. AI mind reading.
Yeah.
Look for it. It's coming up.
Alrighty.
Yeah. And then there was another one about, forget that one because that was too confusing. Something about motion of space time. And they try to explain it to me. I read it. And like, I was reading, you ever read something like, I'm going to quote this because I'm going to sound really fucking smart. And then you're like two sentences in and you go, I got nothing. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I was actually listening to a podcast on the way to the studio about expanding space-time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you understand it?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
They were talking about explaining dark matter, dark energy, and something else, and I honestly lost interest. I just remember they were saying that space is actually expanding at a faster rate.
That's what they were talking about in this.
Yeah.
And that's the only part that I understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nowhere after that. Yeah, I'll do that sometimes on YouTube where I pretend like I'm really smart and I'll watch like, oh, quantum computing. Oh, I'm going to learn this and quote it to people.
Which is four computers.
I don't think that, I mean, that's a theory. It's a theory no one really knows. But I'm usually about 30 seconds into the episode and go, I got nothing. You lost me.
Here's my theory about quantum theory and quantum mechanics.
Okay.
Because yes, I do have one. Thank you for bringing it up.
You're welcome.
What if this is just scientists fucking with other scientists and us? Because there are very few people who can understand what's going on in quantum theory and quantum mechanics.
Yes.
What if it's all just made up?
It could
and
be.
It's like a group of like 10 people and it's their inside joke.
I was going to say it's an inside joke and they're just laughing their asses off. Look at these idiots.
Yeah.
They believe it's real. They believe it's real.
They believe an electron can be two places at once. These idiots.
Because they say, you're used to the world of zeros and ones, right? But if you look if you're not looking at the 001, it could be either one until you look at it. And I'm like, first of all, you lost me already. And that's like the easiest, most rudimentary explanation. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? If I'm not looking at it, it's whatever it wants to be. And then I look at it and it's only zero or one. Yeah, I think you're yanking my chain.
Yeah.
But then they talk about quantum computing. Mm-hmm. That's the game changer. Like they talk about all of the encrypted passwords, like even the best encryption that's out there, a quantum computer can just cycle through every iteration of everything and boom, figure it all out.
Yeah.
If quantum stuff is real.
Right.
I might get one.
A quantum?
Yeah, why not?
Would you get that before you get Neuralink?
I don't know. I feel, you know what? I'll get the Neuralink and I'll just plug the quantum computer right into my freaking skull. I'm solving problems left and right. Throw ChatGPT in there, put the satellite on my head, drive around a space car. Oh, unstoppable.
Quantum Neuro Tim.
Unstoppable. Yeah. Well, that's all I got for facts about science because I don't understand any of it.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Good luck, folks, with the woolly mammoth. I gotta go. Bye. We're out of here.
I sometimes wonder how I got roped into doing the closing credits for this pod show. If anyone out there is interested in reading the credits for me, please send an email in a self-addressed stamped envelope to speak to sot@gmail.com. And just for the record, Tim, I also have a huge fuzzy pussy willow tree in my backyard, so stop bragging about yours. Until next time, keep speaking of things.
Hey, when you pulled up today, did you happen to see my wife's big pussy willow tree out back?
Did not. I missed that.
Yeah, just take a look. It's huge. It's soft and fuzzy. If you want to go up and touch your pussy willow, it's right out back. We'll be right back.